How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
A Tale of Two Hygienists presents this week's tipisode, quick and easy tips to keep you up to date and presented by the experts in the profession. Now, get ready for your unofficial tipisode.
Susan Wingrove, Tri-Plaque ID Gel. I'm Susan Wingrove, and I would like to share with you a wow product to incorporate into your biofilm focus care practice. Tri-Plaque ID Gel by GC America. Hygienists, our roles have changed to professionally identify biofilm, assess and record the mature plaque, and professionally remove biofilm for the patient's overall health. Today, we need to look at biofilm differently. Research shows us that biofilm left on the tooth surface can initiate an inflammation cascade. Once this cascade starts, the tissue can break down. That can lead to bone loss in natural teeth and around implants, as well as affect the patient's overall health. The hygienist's role is key. We need to start testing our patient's saliva, identifying the pH, keep the oral cavity in a neutral pH if possible for our patients. Identify and remove plaque and biofilm with products like the Tri-Plaque ID Gel by GC. Apply fluoride and antimicrobial varnish and make sure that they're neutral pH fluoride products. Use products with xylitol to attract bacteria. Silica paste with xylitol with no pumice is a good example. Educate our patients on pH and biofilm. Why are we changing up some of our appointment now, doing things a little bit differently? And then explain the link to the oral systemic health for them. For our professional in-office appointments, record the patient's medical and dental history. Really use our assessment tools and identify any risk factors associated with biofilm for our patients. Do a full mouth probing, make sure that you have the bleeding points identified for any inflammation areas that we're also going to identify with Tri-Plaque IG gel. Then we're going to perform a head and neck cancer exam, or the doctor can do that at the time of the exam. Take the designated radiographs that have been prescribed for us. Make sure with implants that you're taking a radiograph at least once a year for the assessment of the health of the implant. Identify the biofilm in the patients now. Apply the Tri-Plaque ID gel chairside with a microbrush or a swab. Rinse it off. Review with the patients by color. The pink and red for the fresh plaque. The dark blue and purple will be the mature plaque that's 48 hours or older. This is something that they've missed brushing, so you can identify where they should be brushing more often and where they've missed. But the light blue biofilm identification of the Tri-Plaque gel is the big wow part of this product. It shows us where the acid-producing biofilm is located, and it's a 4.5 pH or lower in that area. That's right on, if it's right along the gum line and there's also inflammation or around restorations or in between teeth, that could be caries starting. So hygienists, record any teeth with a light blue identification area for the doctor to check at the time of the exam. It's not just your plaque detection to see where the patient's misbrushing. This is our quick caries assessment tool to identify the surface that could be the start of decay. Along the margins of the restorations, this is also very critical. Or on the buccal and lingual tissue recession areas as a site of inflammation, which you can then also look at your charting and see if there's any bleeding in those areas, which means that cascade process is already starting, and the doctor can assess if a recovery is needed. Now with the triplaqued ID gel on the patient's teeth, we have a roadmap to professionally make sure all the biofilm is removed at each maintenance appointment. After you've identified that, you're going to use your power streaming subgingival air polisher with glycine or erythritol powder, or you're going to polish with a Zilliqa Prophy paste to get rid of any of the biofilm professionally. Then you're going to debride any calculus present, lavage, and or polish. Apply your neutral pH products and your fluoride or antimicrobial varnishes or any desensitizing applications. Appoint the patient for their next recare maintenance appointment for at least every 6 months. I recommend incorporating GC Tri-Plaque ID Gel into your in-office protocol for biofilm identification, a map to professionally remove all the biofilm present as an essential educational tool to help the patients understand the biofilm risk to their overall health. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this week's tipisode. Be sure to reach out to our guest experts and let them know how helpful their tips were. Follow A Tale of Two Hygienists on Facebook, Instagram, and head over to ataleoftwohygienists.com and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also email us at ataleoftwohygienists@gmail.com and keep listening for more awesome content from your unofficial dental hygiene podcast.